This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. There's been a new development in the campaign against smoking. Last week, the World Health Organization announced a new policy for prospective employees. Smokers need not apply. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
It's no surprise that the offices of the World Health Organization, or WHO, are smoke-free. After all, the UN agency has been pushing for smoking bans around the world. But the agency's director general decided that wasn't good enough, so he recently made a change to the form that every job applicant must complete. WHO spokesman Ian Simpson explains.
As part of the application process, two questions are asked. The first is, do you smoke, yes or no? If no, then the application goes through, no problem. If yes, then there's a second question, which is, if you were recruited by WHO, would you be willing to quit, yes or no? If yes, then the application goes through, no problem. If no, then the application would not go through.
In other words, if you smoke, even if you do so only at home and you're not willing to quit, then you won't be hired by the World Health Organization. Smokers already working at the agency will be allowed to stay on. Spokesman Ian Simpson explains why the WHO decided to stop hiring smokers.
It was decided by the Director General that as a matter of principle, WHO should not recruit smokers simply because we are the leading organization fighting against tobacco use in the world.
Response to the new policy announced late last week has been mixed. Predictably, anti-smoking groups applauded the move, but others say it is discrimination plain and simple. It's one thing to ban smoking, they say, another to ban smokers. And what about other behavior that's bad for your health, like consuming excessive amounts of alcohol or, for that matter, fast food? A WHO spokesman says it is still hiring these people, at least for now. Eric Weiner, NPR News.